My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes concedes her name is actually Belinda Abbey. Davin then drills her for answers on why she has confessed this and why now when she's about to get the money, and if all she has been telling Davin is true. So listen and enjoy.
Oh, is the person who I've spent 6 months talking to your soul? That is what I love. The other, I guess, I would overcome, but I would want to know what was going on. She goes, I had an experience and someone insulted me because I was black. That's why I changed the picture and my name. My name is Belinda Prisca Abbey, which is the name that she gave to send the stuff to.
Oh.
I go, okay. Well, anybody who would insult somebody because of their race, listen, Joe, is a creep. Not you, Padula. See? You're better without them in your life. Why did you call yourself Agnes? I will call you Belinda now, okay?
Yeah.
She goes, okay, thanks, hon, for understanding. Me, my heart is beating faster than normal. I go, okay, calm down. Who did I talk to the other night?
Yeah.
She goes, when I called the hotel, I go, yes. She goes, that was me. I go, okay, I heard a guy with you. Who is that? Then I go, you did sound cute. There were lots of people at the cafe. Lots of guys were there. Was no one with me.
Uh-huh.
Bullshit.
No, that's bullshit.
Belinda, are you being completely honest? This is the time for honesty.
Yeah.
I promise you, I'm telling you the truth. And nothing but the truth.
No, because we heard it.
And we have it on tape.
You heard it feeding the lines.
I go, okay, have there been other guys that started the way we did? She goes, no. I go, okay, on your Facebook page, there seem to be guys with broken hearts. She goes, nope. I go, I saw them saying how they loved you. She goes, really? I go, yes, from earlier in the year. Okay, I've been talking to Agnes for 6 months. Was I talking to Belinda the whole time? She goes, I don't think that was me because I barely talked to any of them. I go, were there other people playing Agnes? Because remember we thought maybe there was a team working on me?
Yes. Yeah.
She goes, it was on the Agnes Facebook page. She goes, nope, only me. I go, okay, why are you telling me now?
Yeah.
And then I go, this guy Wagner seemed to be in love with you. She goes, had to change my name and picture because the insults I received. It was very painful. I go, who is that girl in the picture? She goes, you were going through so much because of me, and it's only fair you know the real me.
Oh, God.
I go, I appreciate that. I do not know what to know. I want to know the real you. You were not looking for love originally, were you? You were looking for something else, weren't you? I was looking for love all along. If not, I wouldn't be telling you all this. Do you truly care about me? Belinda, I have feelings for you. I am confused as all. I am glad you've told me, but you need to know I feel sick to my stomach right now. Who is the girl on your Facebook page? Who is the boy? Do you have a son? By the way, in a weird way, I do care about this person.
Yeah, I know.
I am emotionally 7 months, now 7 months dealing with anybody.
Yeah.
Because we've had moments where it's actually been really funny.
Yeah.
And there is caring.
Yeah.
So that's why when we do the Manti Te'o, I go, yeah, I get it. You can totally get sucked in.
Yeah, but you know what? Trucker Tom is saying, yep, I call bullshit.
Bullshit on who?
Well, I think in context, I'm thinking he's saying, yep, bullshit on her.
Well, it's all bullshit,
being,
Tom.
I know, but I mean...
But why now?
Why now?
That's why it makes no sense.
No, but... the thing is... What's really confusing about this is it sounds like, okay, now I'm saying that Chuck is going, why now? Why not? But why tell part of the truth now? Is this, but not tell the whole truth? Because we heard the tape and we heard on the phone that there was a man.
Well, she doesn't know I taped it, but.
No, I know, but we heard that there was a man feeding the lines.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. So I'm still thinking, now this is still some horseshit, but I'm very intrigued and a little nervous about why all of a sudden, I'm going to come clean about certain aspects of it, but not everything.
Well, who's the girl on your Facebook page? Who is the boy? Do you have a son? She's answered the first thing. I know, but that's why I'm asking you to forgive me if I've caused you any pain. Don't know her. Have a daughter, and her name is Kasha. I go, okay, that's a pretty name. How old is she?
Named after the cereal.
She goes, thanks, hon. 6 years. I go, did you work in an orphanage? Yes, everything else about me is true. I go, okay. Did your husband pass? She goes, yep. I go, I'm sorry. Let me ask you a question. How come when you barely knew me, you asked me for a computer? Be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to chat more with you since I didn't have one. That was why. I go, okay. I go, you're not British. You were born in Ghana, correct? She goes, correct. I go, okay. She goes, have I disappointed you? I go, I don't understand, Belinda. I've never felt closer to you than I do now. I just need to digest this. I don't understand how you wanted me to fall for a picture. I don't get how this was supposed to play out. Clearly, this was not your ultimate plan. I mean, clearly, this was not the ultimate plan.
Right.
The picture was just a disguise. Right, you never thought it would get this far, did you? She goes, told you why I put it there. I go, I know, but in order to protect yourself, you played me. She goes, I'm sorry, I did. I go, I believe you. Did you want to tell me sooner? She goes, yes, but I was afraid you might leave me. I got cold feet. When did you want to tell me? A couple of weeks ago. What changed that made you want to tell me? When you told me you were having issues in your marriage. I told you that months ago. She goes, yeah, but the divorce is what I meant. I go, when did you start loving me? Do you love me? Are you in love with me or just love me as a person? Honestly, I'm okay with any answer. She goes, to tell you the truth, I am in love with you. Fell in love with you months. I like how you spoke to me, made me laugh, and how compatible we were when we were writing. I simply love you. You are gentle with me. Now, here's where I have to impart with some of what I have learned, which might make a possibility. The men run everything in Africa, whatever, because I have that friend who's got a little bit more experience in this than me.
Yeah.
The men run everything. A lot of times the women are forced into this type of thing.
Okay.
They don't want to do it. So it's possible she has been part of this game, and I have been nice.
Yes.
So, I mean, there is that possibility.
That this is a person who has been forced into this situation.
And we know that, and it's a woman. We know it's a woman.
Well, we don't know. Well, we know there's a woman. It could have been somebody she met at the cafe. We know we heard a woman's voice at one point.
Yeah.
We don't know, like, Flory, where we called her up and woke her up in the middle of the night.
Trucker Tom's theory is that obviously bullshit on her. It sounds like she knows you're on top of her now, and she's backtracking to keep the scam up.
But what's she going to get?
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.